This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We were just talking about the weatherman getting triggered by the chat. I'm here just trying to hold off on the 580 over here on the text. Might come after you next break a little bit, sir. Thanks for listening, by the way. Nick Harris posting another Micah Parsons quote. He was talking at the Make-A-Wish Foundation with the kids and talking football. Earlier we had the quote, he's confident that a deal's going to get done. There's a plan in place and everything, but this one is better. Putting the pressure on the front office that we need the good players, the legends, everybody in the media and the fans to get on the same page with this one. Micah Parsons, a quote from Nick Harris, I don't want to sit back and watch other teams build and us stay the same. I want to see us become aggressive and get some impact players that will make an impact. I love that because it sets an expectation. And it spells out for the fans, hey, you can't let, Jerry and Steven just do their same old thing and then tell you we're a contender and blame it on Dak when we don't score enough points. This is the exact type of thing that we need. Do you think Jerry and Steven might listen to it if they're heading in that direction a little bit? I would hope so. I don't think you're going to tell either of those guys what to do with their money, but maybe if enough legends and current players voice it, they'll have no other choice but to go for it because the fan base is going to cross their arms and sit on their butts until you follow through with what a lot of people are saying it's going to take. You just saw, the Eagles get the job done again with a quarterback that yours is at least good as. We've seen Brock Purdy get to the Super Bowl. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo go to the Super Bowl. I love what Micah Parsons is doing. I hope the Jones family listens, Brian.
We've seen some legends of the past be outspoken. Yep. Troy Aikman has been pretty outspoken about some things. Michael Irvin could be outspoken. Emmitt, we got that firsthand, last week when we had a chance to sit down with him. Darren Woodson, guys like that, they're I don't think they listen to their legends. I think we're asking them to do something that they, Jerry says, I talked to a lot of people, and I'm sure he does talk to Troy and Emmitt and Michael and those guys. And, if they're saying the same thing that they're saying in public, and they've been saying this for a while now, too.
Well, Troy has, but Michael and Emmitt just started talking after the Green Bay loss in the way that they have taken the tone
that
they have.
I've never seen Emmitt talking this way.
Yeah.
Michael, though, could be, but I just kind of feel like that there's those guys come out and they say, like, hey, Jerry, you're kind of living on, you're living on our coattails from the past. And
yeah,
I don't think he's listening to him.
I don't think so either. And he said as much. Yeah, he has said as much when he's been asked about it.
Yeah, I don't, but I think Jerry is more likely to listen to a Bill Parcells or a Bill Belichick or Barry Switzer than he is.
Well, we don't need them to listen. We just need them to pay attention.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. But somebody telling them, it's great that the former players are saying that, But the problem is you get a Barry Switzer telling Jerry, like, nah, man, you're doing fine.
Yeah.
Don't let all those people get to you. You know, you're running this team the way, you know, you get people that are telling him that everything's good.
And these people are ones that won in the 90s.
Sure.
You know, that the game has changed significantly. The salary cap approach that they took worked quite well from about 2000 to 2012 or so. That was an era of, hey, wild card teams winning the Super Bowl. This is crazy. Yeah. Because once you got in, seeds 1 through at that time 6 weren't that different. Now the best teams are clearly separating themselves by eliminating all their weaknesses. You can't run into a trying to get the Super Bowl, at least in the NFC. In the AFC, you have Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes leading more flawed teams than what's getting it done in the NFC. The NFC is the best super team wins regardless of who their quarterback is.
Right, and they made the commitment to go ahead and say, hey, Dak's our guy. We believe he's good enough. They paid him a bunch of money. So there's really no excuse to not then look at the landscape of the NFC for every reason you just gave. It is the more winnable conference. It is the conference that is there for the taking and really has been for the last 4 years. And they've kind of missed the mark on not going with the Eagles formula of, yeah, maybe I look up and in 2032, I've got like $100 million in cash that I've pushed into the future. Does anybody give a damn when they're hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy at the end of the year?
No.
No, they don't.
No,
so it's worth it.
They'll forgive you. I mean, so many people are around right now still because of the Super Bowls you won in the 70s and the 90s. They'll give you decades. They just want to taste, you know, the top of the mountain every now and then.
Like, we hear the stories from Jerry when he's on with Sean and RJ and KNC talking about 30 years ago and all the success that they had. It'd be so awesome to hear a 2025 story.
Yeah, it would, man. It would be incredible. And I think if you get one like the Eagles are showing you, try your best to get one a decade, you know, and fans are going to be crotch first and chins up for a long time on the tail end of that. But right now, when the Eagles fans start talking, as a Cowboys fan, you don't have anything to holler back at all. It's just be quiet and go away, because if you try to engage in a debate, you don't have enough ammo. And that's what this Jones family has done to this fan base. NFL Draft Big Board Report. This is NFL player comps for the top 20 picks. Which one do you want to see the Cowboys take at 12? We go to Pro Football Focus for this content right here. Travis Hunter, the first player, number one rated player, or number two, according to most people. Champ Bailey here is the comp, going with a cornerback there. Brian, do you like the Champ Bailey comp for Travis Hunter or somebody else?
I'll tell you what, though, that's pretty solid right there. And, you know, Champ is one of these guys that you look at the cover ability, the ability to stay connected, the ball skills, a lot of things to like about Champ Bailey. That's a pretty solid comparison right there to that kid.
I didn't know he had 700 yards receiving in his final year at Georgia. Champ Bailey did.
Champ Bailey was the Bailey brothers were outstanding at Georgia, but Champ especially.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Number two, Abdul Carter. Is the best comp for him just Micah Parsons? Is it that easy?
I think he's more like Verse from Florida State, who we just saw in this.
He's faster.
Yeah.
He's more explosive.
Maybe a little bit more explosive, but I kind of feel like when you look at the size and the length and his ability to get off the football the way he does, I think he's more Verse than really anything.
Because he can set the edge and is a better run defender than what Mike is right now.
Tet McMillan at Arizona, number three player, a wide receiver. He's 6'5", 210, draws the comp of A.J. Green, the former Bengal great here.
I watched him and felt like I was watching some Mike Evans to his game. The size matches. He's probably not quite as fast when it comes to the vertical speed, but the deep ball catches everything. It doesn't appear like he's the fastest dude on the field, yet he's running slippery routes to find separation easily. I think he's a mix between Drake London and Mike Evans. AJ Green was a unique body type. And Tet McMillan's a little bit more filled out.
I feel like Tet McMillan's more dynamic, where AJ Green was speed and height. And McMillan's the kind of guy where he's kind of got those Dez traits where he'll come back to the ball, he'll spin, he'll beat a guy, he'll muscle a guy. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of stuff that I've seen from my limited study of McMillan that I really would love to see on the Cowboys. Number four is the defensive tackle at Michigan, Mason Graham. The comp there, we got to go back to the 90s for Leroy Glover. Brian, you like that comp?
Yeah, Leroy Glover, I had a chance in pro personnel to bring him over to the Cowboys, and he made me look great on that day. I mean, he played on some not-so-great teams, but he was a great player. I think, to me, Leroy Glover was a smaller guy. This is a 320-pound guy.
A big dude.
Yeah,
super
Leroy Glover
light.
Is smaller, but you talk about the quickness. I think that Graham has more power. But the overall quickness to get off the football, I think that Leroy Glover is much better than Graham. But their body types are completely different.
We go to number five, Ashton Jeanty, the running back that's on the tip of everybody's tongue. The comp there, I don't know if this even applies. I wouldn't even think about this. Alvin Kamara? Is he that kind of a player?
He's not as explosive as Alvin Kamara. I don't know that I quite see that as a comp.
Is he good out of the backfield
that? He is good out of the backfield.
Would you consider him, like, if you watch Kenneth Walker play at Seattle?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the same thickness.
Yeah. Thickness to him, 5'9", 215, that type of body, that type of player.
Able to roll off defenders.
Yeah, bounce off guys, stuff like that, make people miss. I thought he was more of Kenneth Walker than he was that.
We're doing player comps for the top 20 prospects. Pro Football Focus has put it together for it, getting our draft guys' thoughts on what they've done here. Will Johnson's a corner we talked about quite a bit yesterday. 6'2", 205, and they go with Patrick Surtain, defensive player of the year. Is he that good?
No, he's not that good. He's good, but he is not that. He is not to that level. I mean, this kid plays more off coverage. You know, Patrick Surtain, when you watched him play, he was a man cover guy. And so him and Joe Horn in that area, you know, you kind of felt like one was a gambler, one was really a solid, just every down player, was not going to make mistakes.
Boring was the phrase used to, like, because his tape was, because nobody threw him the ball, and he was always in position, and he was a technician.
I think there's some J.C. Horn to this guy's game, than but without the gamble. But you know, some of the things that he does technique wise.
Let's go to Tennessee, where James Pierce Jr. has been rushing the passer. They have flashbacks to Randy Gregory at Nebraska. Is James Pierce Jr. a guy we should be thinking about there at 12 for these Cowboys? Do you like the comp, Chuck?
I don't mind that, because he's all about the bend, the twitchiness. He's an excellent pass rusher. I've just got massive questions of, if I'm an offensive lineman, if he's on the field, or if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm running right at him. Yeah. And I think I can totally eliminate him from the game.
Kind of sounds a little bit like Randy in that way, though. But this kid's like really straight line speed. And that's kind of what Randy was. I think this is pretty fair. But I think this kid is actually stronger than what Randy, because you could see him, like, you can see him walk bigger guys. Mm-hmm. You know, watching the Oklahoma and the Alabama games, he's walking their linemen back. So, yeah, I would say he's probably stronger than what Randy was at Nebraska.
Okay, there's the first nine. Maybe we'll have time for more a little bit later on in the broadcast, but it's time now for Woolchuck's NFL News of the Day. What are you teasing, buddy?
Travis Hunter's NFL position reveal. The New York City split is official, and one AFC challenger is swinging big to try and get this quarterback. That's next in the Nation.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.